Shall enhance the Skies don't seem to be as dark as usual. Stars seem brighter than they've been before. Deep within I feel my soul is stirring, as though my hope has been restored. The shepherds say they've heard the voice of angels, confirming rumors spread across the land that a child protected well from Herod's anger is our Father's Son and the Son of Man. Love is raining down on the world tonight. There's a presence here I can tell. God is
I'm We are going to the Chapel of Love to marry our groom, Jesus, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and I cannot wait. Amen. Welcome, everyone, to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus is our pastor, and we are here to glorify him. This is Michelle here. Hopefully, everyone is doing well on this January 5th. I mean, seriously, who would have thought we would see 2016? Wow. But anyway, I just want to welcome everyone, everyone on the phone and everyone in the chat and everyone listening to this later on in the archives. Welcome. Let's see, in chat room right now, we have a guest and we have Rosemary. Hi, Rosemary. And we have Jerry. Hi, Jerry. And yeah, I just want to welcome everyone. And we are about to marry our king, and I cannot wait. We do love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love you. We cannot wait to marry you. Cannot wait to marry you, sweet Jesus. Cannot wait to see you face to face and give you a hug and just to worship at your feet, Lord. I cannot wait. Cannot wait, Lord. Lord, please guide and direct this service, Lord, so that it is pleasing to you, Lord. And we just want to lift up praise to you and just say how awesome you are. And just a thank you, Lord, for providing for us and for getting us through another day, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for all your provisions for us. And thank you most of all, Lord, for loving us and for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins so that we can be saved and spend eternity with you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for loving us despite our imperfections. And thank you, Lord, for your unconditional love. We love you, sweet Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love you, Heavenly Father. We love you, Holy Spirit. We love you. And Lord, we pray that you continue to provide for us all our needs, Lord, whether it be financially, physically, Lord, healing us from diseases, Lord, and or whether it be emotionally, Lord, or spiritually, Lord. We ask that you continue to provide for us and continue to encourage us, Lord, of your soon coming, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, for everything you've already done for us and cannot wait to see you. We're just sitting on the edge of our seat with a bated breath, Lord, and cannot wait to see you. And, so we just want to spend this time just praising you and talking about how you are working in our lives, Lord. And we just want to thank you and say we love you, sweet Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, it is good to be back with RCC, with my family here. I had a pretty good Christmas and New Year's. My mom actually came to see me on Christmas Eve, so that's why I was away from RCC for a little while. And let's see, the first day she came me was Christmas Eve, and so we went to a Christmas Eve service at one of the local churches in town, and so we were singing, you know how they usually do during the Christmas Eve service, sing Silent Night, and they give us each candle with this little thing that's supposed to catch the wax and turn out the lights and start singing Silent Night. So we were holding our candles, singing Silent Night, when all of a sudden I felt something really hot drip on my hand. And sure enough, the wax was getting, had somehow seeped through this plastic thing that was supposed to hold it and it onto my hand. And so I jumped and I just went like, ow. And then at exactly the same time that I did that, my mom, who was standing beside me, the wax was dripping on her hand. And so she, so we're just standing there laughing that there was wax dripping on our hands, and hoping that the song and teaching didn't go too long so we could blow out our candles. But yeah, so that was interesting. And then let's see, Christmas Day, we actually both didn't really feel well. My mom, she woke up sneezing, and we weren't sure if it was allergies or a cold, but now we were thinking it was just allergies. But still, she was having some pretty intense allergies. And then I wasn't feeling well for an entirely different reason. And so, but we managed to make it work. We cooked a meal and ate it, but it was definitely just a different Christmas because we weren't feeling well. And it was actually about 70 degrees here on Christmas Day, so it's actually a fairly nice day. And then, let's see, the next day, a cold front came in, and there during that evening, and we started having kind of a mixture of hail and sleet and thunder, and it was kind of crazy. And then very intense winds as well. And then after that, then the cold air came, and the next day it just like snowed and snowed and snowed. And so we were pretty much shut in the Sunday after Christmas, and we ended up getting about, what was it, 5 to 6 inches of snow, whereas 2 days ago on Christmas Day, it was 70 degrees. It was not even freezing, and we were sitting there with 5 to 6 inches of snow the Sunday after Christmas. So quite a change. And so my mom was planning on leaving that Monday, but she couldn't because of the snow. So she stayed with me another few days, and then she was planning on leaving again. But there was fog in the forecast, and so she thought she better not leave due to the fog. And so she got this, and then she decided, okay, I'll wait till the next Sunday, which would have been this past Sunday, and then leave then. So although I had to work part of that time, Monday through Friday, at least she got to spend extra time with me, and I was incredibly blessed to spend that extra time with my mom. So in a way, the snow and the fog and all that stuff turned out to be a blessing because I got to spend extra time with my mom. So I am grateful for that. But anyway, overall, I'm thankful and just trying to get into the swing of things back on my midnight shift. So those definitely take some adjusting too. Other than that, just trying to deal with life. And there are some things coming up down the road that pretty much they demand an action, so to speak, and an action from a rapture-centric point of view, it really wouldn't make much sense and to act on these things. But I'm just trying to deal with life from, of course, the rapture-centric point of view of that we're leaving now, we're leaving today, and things are coming up that are forcing me to think about the future, but I don't want to do that. So I'm hoping we leave before then, because that would be great. but anyway, I really do think we're out of here any day now. Jason got some leadings for the 3rd through the 6th, with particular emphasis on the 6th, so that's encouraging. And also, I have some garage work that kind of supports that. Let's see, there's 777 days, inclusive of November 20th, 2013, when Judy quit her job, to today, January 5th. So 777, that's sounds like a pretty lucky number. So that would be great if we could leave. So that would end on today. Let's see, what else do I have here? Oh, yeah, tomorrow, the 6th of January, is on the Julian calendar, the 13-day offset. It would be December 24th, Christmas Eve. So maybe perhaps that is something to consider. Let's see. And then also, Jason's been getting flirts about the number 100, and also 100 days from September 28th, which was our past blood moon, to tomorrow, or that would be 100 days. So let's see. And also, there was 100 days from Judy quitting her job on November 20th to the start of our Elijah pattern on February 28th. So perhaps that would be something. Trying to see if there's anything else here. Let's see. I remember Nate saying that he said he didn't think we would be here to see next year, which is now this year. But if we did, we won't be here for much of it. Well, let's see. If we were to leave January 6th, it would still be 2015 on the Julian calendar, but we would barely be into 2016 on our calendar. So that would fit pretty well with what he said. And also, Raina, if you remember from last year, her stomach started getting bigger, and it looked like she was pregnant, but she had tests done and she wasn't pregnant. And so, and the doctors were trying to check to see if anything was wrong, but we were all getting the fact that there's nothing wrong with her. There's no health scare, but it was almost like a flirt, kind of a birth pain flirt. So, and I had asked her when she started having those symptoms, and she said January 7th of last year, 2015. So we are about to come on the 1 year anniversary of that. So if we poofed on January 6th, it would be a full 365 days of her having those birth pains. So, and I think that's pretty much it. I had some more, but I'll wait on that. But yeah, just definitely encouraged for today and tomorrow. So yeah, I don't know too much happening on the news, what's happening now. I don't know, other than the thing in Oregon, which I haven't really been following too closely. And also the between Iran and Saudi Arabia, those tensions, which I was emailing back and forth with Jason, and he thought maybe tensions between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Russia was talking about interceding between those two, and we were thinking perhaps that would require Russian boots on the ground. And Judy had that vision of the bear, which is Russia, landing, and pretty much just after it lands, we poof, according to her vision. So perhaps this conflict between Iran and Saudi Arabia is a sign of us, of the boots landing and us poofing. I sure hope so. So let's see, I think that's pretty much all I have. Let me read the Jesus Calling devotional for today. Okay. You can achieve the victorious life through living in deep dependence on me. People usually associate victory with success, not falling or stumbling, not making mistakes. But those who are successful in their own strength tend to go their own way, forgetting about me. It is through problems and failure, weakness and neediness, that you learn to rely on me. True dependence is not simply asking me to bless what you have decided to do. It is coming to me with an open mind and heart, inviting me to plant my desires within you. I may infuse within you a dream that seems far beyond your reach. You know that in yourself you cannot achieve such a goal. Thus begins your journey of profound reliance on me. It is a faith walk, taken one step at a time. Leaning on me as much as you need. This is not a path of continual success, but of multiple failures. However, each failure is followed by a growth spurt, nourished by increased reliance on me. Enjoy the blessedness of a victorious life through deepening your dependence on me. So definitely good words for us to keep in mind as we depend on Jesus to get us through each day as we are waiting on him. So definitely each day is a faith walk and learning to depend on him, which we have been doing for quite some time now. So I think that's all I have. And we have two callers, Judy, who is muted, but she's unmuted if she wants to say anything. Hi, Judy. And we have Mama Pat on the line. Hi, Mama Pat.
Hi, guys. Hi. How are you? How's everybody? Love you all.
I'm good. I hope you're doing better.
I'm getting better. Oh, no, I'll be fine. Has to run its course. Now my grandson has it, so it's a mess.
Aw.
Yeah. So, other than that, hanging in here. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. So, other than, and just crazy stuff going on here.
Let's see. And we have Tana on the line now.
Oh, okay, great.
In. Hi, Tana.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hi, Tana.
I love you.
Hi.
Love you too,
Happy
sweetheart.
New Year. I love you, Jesus.
Yes.
I love you. I missed you all.
Where you be?
We missed you.
I am in California. I was in Michigan, but I'm in California.
Aww.
It was raining buckets today.
Really?
Yeah, it was in SoCal. It was raining.
Oh, boy. We have cold. Like, last night it was minus 15.
Wow.
I know, it's horrible. It is so cold and windy out, it's terrible. Just terrible. I have to put on mute. I've got conversations going on here. I'll go on mute,
okay?
Oh,
that's okay? Fine. So did you have a good trip, Tana?
I did. It was nice to be with my family. I love my family. I enjoy spending time with them. But it was kind of just, like, sad to me, you know?
Aw.
Just because, you know, everyone's out planning for the world and what's going to happen next and, you know, next year and this and that and the other.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And it's hard not to participate in that, you know, it's like... Yeah.
All the New Year's resolutions.
And, you know, this year and next year we're going to do this and, you know, the end of this. This May, this is going to happen, whatever. It's like, you know, and my parents want to take me shopping. I'm like, I don't want to go I don't need anything. I'm not going to need it.
Yeah.
But they still wanted to. My mom's like, shh. She knows what I'm saying. But I'm like, okay. I did end up getting some stuff. You know. I'm like, I don't need it. Don't spend your money.
Yeah.
And anyway, so it's good. It's always good to spend time with my family. I love them very, very, very much. But it was just kind of, you know, sad. Because they don't understand the state of the world, the state the world's in. And, you know, that Jesus was coming. He really is coming any second. For rapture, for elopture first, and then for rapture. So, that's. Yeah, I had a dream. I want to say before vacation, I had a dream. Dream, but I really don't remember it. But I know I was like, oh, I have to tell the ICC. I have to tell them. There was something I really wanted to tell you all, but I totally forget. And then I had a disturbing dream today. It's like, I don't think it was before. It wasn't a judgment seat because it wasn't Jesus, but there was like a woman, and she was, I don't know if she was an angel or just a woman, and she wasn't believing me that I was sorry for my repentance of my sins and all that, and she's like, you know, she was kind of saying like my heart was black or dark or whatever, and wasn't, and like she didn't believe me, and that basically that she didn't buy that I was sorry for sinning or whatever sin I was doing or that in my life. And so she was kind of like pushing me aside, and I didn't get to go forward somewhere to wherever. And it made me really sad. I'm like, no, I really am. But yeah, she's like, no, I don't buy it. I read your heart. You're lying. Basically. So that was a disturbing dream. I don't humble myself enough in repentance. Or I don't know, but it was really disturbing. So I'm like, definitely opening my eyes, like, is this from God or is this from the enemy trying to get me to second guess myself? I don't know, but.
Yeah, maybe ask God about it, see if there's any unrepentant sin or if that dream was even from him.
Yeah, I mean, I repent all the time, but it was almost like he didn't believe, like, this person didn't buy it. Like, yeah, you say you're sorry and you repent, but I don't buy that you really are. You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was awful. It was miserable. But like, yeah, like I said, like, don't humble yourself, like you don't fall on your face, you know. And
Tana, listen to your mother. You know in your heart that you're true, and God knows in your heart you're true. So just screw everybody else. They don't know. They don't appreciate. They can't read your heart. Only God knows your heart. And if you're repentant, you're repentant. And they can't believe it. That's their problem. You let them go, baby. You let them go.
Yeah, that was my dream, and that was my dream saying.
Yeah.
I didn't get to go past this certain point because she didn't believe me. Thank you,
that's our problem. That's her problem. That's not your problem. That's not God's problem. That's her problem. She's got to work on herself. Whoever this person is in your dream, you know in your heart that you're sorry or whatever the situation is. That's between you and God. That's nobody else can read your soul. Only God. So if no one believes you, that's on them. That's not on you. Let it go. Let it go. Because the enemy will use that to bring you down and discourage you and make you second think, and you know in your heart what you mean and God knows what you meant, and you can't answer to anybody else. And if they don't want to believe you, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. That's their problem, not yours, not God's, them, not you. Because you know in your heart what is what. That's all that matters. You know. You know what God knows in your heart. And if you're being true and sincere and whatever, that's too bad for them. I mean, let them go. Don't even give it a second thought because it's their problem. And it's in the way for the enemy to try to get you. Let him go too. Give him a swift kick and say, get out of here in Jesus' name. You're just a jerk and I don't want anything to do with you. Stop putting all your crap on me. I'm not taking it. I'm not buying it. I know what I am with God. So take a hike, buddy, off a short plank right into the fire.
Amen.
Amen. Don't take it. Don't take it. God doesn't want you to take it. The enemy tries all kind of tricks to get us. You know, he does. Be aware of it. And just walk away. You're better than that. You're bigger than that. You belong to God. He who is in you is stronger than he who is in the world. You got this. They don't. Let him go. Let the enemy go. You know what the truth is. Walk away. You're better than that. Walk away. You're in Jesus. Walk away. Don't worry about it. Let it go. Let bad dreams go. Let bad situations. We all got this at us. Anybody who's loving God today, let me tell you, the enemy's going to come at you. But I love how Judy says, just laugh. If you laugh, he's gone, baby. He's gone. Can't stand it. Can't stand the cheeriness. Can't stand the positive attitude. Can't stand the laughing. He's gone. He can't stand it. It's like burning him with fire when you laugh. Because that just reminds him what a jerk he is, and now he lost it, and he's a loser, and now he's got it coming. And if he wants to remind you of your past, you just remind him of his future. He ain't got none. Okay? Let it all go. You continue working on your relationship with Jesus, your love of your family and everything else, staying positive. And no matter what, God told us these things were coming at us. He told us these days were going to be. He said we're going to see some stuff. I could use another word, but I'll be a lady. He said we're going to see stuff. Okay, we know it. That doesn't mean we lose it. That doesn't mean we give in to the enemy. That doesn't mean we listen to anything negative. You have got to make that effort every day. I'm going through hell sometimes here with people, with the sick. I mean, sick like a dog. You don't know how sick. But I keep saying, Jesus, let's be positive. Let's work through this. I've been sick before. I get sick every year. I'm going to make this work. Damn it, I'm going to make this work. I am not giving in to stress or depression or anything else. This too shall pass. I am with you. I love you. I am staying with you. I trust you. The enemy can take a hike. He is not going to get at me. He's not going to get at you either. No matter if he tries people, family, dreams, situations, he's not going to get at you because God in you is stronger than him in the world. Rebuke him. But I always love what Judy said about the laughing. That I have never forgotten that. That when you laugh and you can take on all this and you can be happy about it. Anyway, and he flees. He's got to go. It's not just the name of Jesus that makes him flee. He sees you laugh in a situation. He can't stand it. He can't stand being around a person who's cheerful. But try it. Try it. I've had plenty of opportunity this week to try it. Oh, dear God. And, you know, I surprised myself. I think Jesus was even surprised that I didn't cave in, that I didn't give up, and that I still wanted to make things work, okay? And I still have that attitude because I know how he comes at you. I know his tricks. And it's like, take a hike. You know, get out of here in Jesus' name. Just leave me alone. You're not worth it. I don't have anything to do with you. Just get out of here. I have nothing of your sort in my life. Okay? So that's what you do. You stay cheerful and happy and in close contact with the Lord. If you don't feel anything, you feel dry, just say, Jesus, you know my heart. You know my heart is yours. You know I love you and I trust you. And no matter what I'm going through, you always remember that about me. I know you'll never forget that because I'm really under attack now and I'm really being squashed and somebody's trying to cut me up and give me dreams and do all this crazy stuff to me. But Jesus, I'm yours and I know you're not going to forget that. That's all you got to say. Just you know in your heart what's true, and so does God. Others don't. Let them go. Don't let it bother you, dear. No, don't. Not worth it. Not worth it if you can make a change of heart and be cheerful in the day and be happy and just do things with the Lord and be happy with him. You'll see it changes the whole atmosphere. It changes all the people around you when you put on a smile with whatever comes at you. Okay? Maybe because I'm 72. Yeah, I can talk like this because I've been through hell and damnation so much in my life. I've been through so much crap. It's unbelievable. But you got to serve that. You've got to choose Jesus. You've got to choose his way. You've got to know some scripture, what to say. He and I, Jesus, and what you do cheerful for me makes me happy. Keep everything simple, nothing complicated. Just love me. And through all this stuff here, he would say, stop it. He'll say, stop. He says, just love me. Just love me. Never mind this. Never mind that. Never mind the other thing. Never mind the other. Just love me. Just love me.
Yes,
cut out
amen.
All the nonsense.
Amen.
Cut out all the nonsense.
I
just love me. I don't want to hear it. Stop. Don't complain about anything. I know this. I know. Just, she says, can you just love me? So I hope that encourages you.
Yeah, thank you. I have the praise report for Jesus, by the way. I forgot. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a rapture dream, but what it was this. I was at my little sister's. I'm sleeping in my nephew's bedroom on the bottom bunk. It is freezing cold. I want to say like it's 30 degrees in his bedroom.
Wow.
And I'm all right. On the bottom bunk. I just got all cuddled in and I didn't turn off the light. And I'm like, I'm not going to get out of bed and turn off the light because it is too cold. I'm like, I'll just sleep with the light on. But then I said immediately, I'm like, okay, my Lord Jesus, you are faithful and true and you perform miracles all the time. And so I prayed that the Lord turn off the light for me. Send someone to turn off the light for me or turn off the light for me. So anyway, so I prayed that prayer and I said, you're faithful and true. And I almost, sometimes I say that, but then I end up doing it myself anyway. But I'm like, nope, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust that you're going to take care of this for me because you answer my prayers. And so I laid in bed. I went to bed. I woke up in the morning and we're at breakfast. And my uncle made a comment. He's like, Tom, you had your light on last night. He's like, I turned it off. And I'm like,
aww.
Really? I said, what time did you turn it off? off. He's like, it was like almost like 15 minutes to a half hour after I prayed that he came down.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, I just got up at 4 in the morning and I saw your light was on. I thought it was, and so I turned it off. I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus. And I told him, proceeded to tell him my prayer and how he answered my prayer.
Wow.
So that was so amazing. That was like a miracle. I mean, God is good. God
he does this.
So you said this was a dream in real or in real life?
Life. It was real life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
It was real life prayer. I was
mm-hmm.
in my bed. I was
wow.
feeling cold. I didn't want to get out of bed to turn off the light. So I prayed to the Lord Jesus to turn off the light. And like I said, normally I'm like, I don't trust, and so I'll get up and do it myself. But this time I'm like, nope, Lord, I'm going to trust you. You are faithful. You are true. I will trust you. You answer prayers. You always answer my prayers. So I'm just going to lie here and go to bed. And if the
mm-hmm.
light is in the morning, say lovey. So anyway, yes, yeah, so at the breakfast table,
mm-hmm.
my uncle said, oh, yeah, I woke up last night and I turned off your light. It was still on. I thought the boys were in there, so I was going to, you know, turn it off. And he's like, but I, you know, I thought you were in there. I turned it off for you. And I told him the story. And that, like I said,
wow.
that was 15 minutes to a half hour after I prayed for Jesus to turn off the light.
Wow,
up.
That's so great.
Wow.
Praise
wow.
the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. He's faithful and true. He is true. He does answer prayers, even if they're the smallest ones.
Yes, he does.
Light turned
I can't,
off.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times that I've said that, Lord, would you please have somebody do this, or can you let this person know? And within not too long after that, it's done. It's just done. It's just
yeah,
done.
And it was a good testimony because I said it at the breakfast table with my whole family around. I'm like,
great.
Serious, I said, what time did you turn off that light? And he's like, oh, yeah, about 4. I had gone to bed like 3:34. I had gone to bed about 3:30. And he said about, you know, 3:34, almost 4. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
oh, my gosh. So then it was a good testimony for the Lord. And I explained my whole thing.
Oh, I believe
and,
it.
Yeah.
I
wow.
believe it. I see it all the time with me. Like, I can't get to something or do something. Or would you? Or I'm hurting, and I'll say, please, could you just get somebody, Jesus, to do this for me or whatever? And bam, it's done. It is. I have seen this. Almost every day, practically, I can't get to something or do something, and someone has to go, and he takes care of it. He just takes care of it. So, right on, girl. Yeah. You bet.
Yeah, it was amazing. So, thank
He's
you.
He's a sweetheart.
Thank you, Father God and Abba. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Abba. You're amazing. Yeah,
Amen.
My uncle's like, yeah. He's like, his hip was in pain, so he'd gotten up to take
mm-hmm.
some medicine or something.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord had his hip hurt.
Right. Know? He will do this, honey. He will do this. I can't tell you again how many times I've seen him do this in my life where I just ask him, please. And sometimes I just don't want to do something. I'm stressed or whatever, and he'll take care of it. The person will call or someone will get me things. He just takes care of it, or they say, oh, I just wanted to see if you needed something. And out of the blue, you know, and it's like, whoa, thank you. And it's like, oh, thank you. Because I really didn't want to do this, you know. And it doesn't have to be something that, you know, it can be just anything. Maybe you're just not in the mood for something, and bam, it just somebody's right there.
Yeah, a lot
great.
Of times I pray for him to wake up, and I feel pretty wide awake, but it's not time for me to get up, so I'll be like, Lord, will you help me get back to sleep? And then most times I go back to sleep, and I'm like, thank you, Lord.
Oh, that's so sweet. And the more you say thank you, the more he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know. He will. He loves to be and said thank you.
You're right about that. The more you say
yeah.
thank you and believe and have
mm-hmm.
faith, the more they
mm-hmm.
that they do stuff for you. God and Jesus.
I remember reading in Nehemiah, Gabrielle said to him, she was thanking, she says, oh, thank you for this beautiful day. It's just beautiful. And he says, just to have your thanks, I'll make more days like this. So it just goes right into what we're talking about, how he'll just do stuff for you.
Oh, I started reading the Nehemiah book. It's really good, Pat.
Oh, yes, I love it. If your feathers get ruffled up, that book will just calm you right down. It really will. It's so common sense. It's so simple. It's so sweet. He's so sweet.
Yeah, it's hard to
he
put
really
down.
Yes. No, I've had mine since 1970. It was a gift to me. It's really beat up looking, but that's a testimony to how I've had it. I still put it online. It goes all over the world. It goes to 4,000 people at a time, and some guy is making copies for the Philippines. He's covering the Philippines with the copies because they read English there, apparently. And it's just gone all over the world. And I can't thank God enough that I can reach all these souls with this beautiful, beautiful love. It's just love. It's his love, how he loves us. You know, nothing complicated, just love me, like you said, like I was getting upset. Just can you just stop? Can you just love me? Never mind talking about all this other stuff. Just love me. That says okay. It's so simple. It's so sweet. Just he knows your heart. He knows where you're at. He knows you love him. He knows we're not perfect, but that's okay. And that's the message he gives. That's okay. Oh, I wanted to do a quick little talk, if it's all right. I was thinking about mercy and forgiveness, and anybody who was listening on anywhere, I was thinking of how merciful God is, and that, you know, one of the tricks that the enemy will trick you with is that you're such a sinner, and you're so bad. And I'm just talking about ones who are really away from God. They're just really into all kinds of stuff, really bad, and then, you know, they don't want to come to the Lord because they don't feel worthy. They feel they're too rotten or miserable. And he's saying, like in He and I Too, he says, never, don't wait to be pleased with yourself. Throw yourself into my arms just the way you are. I came to heal and restore. He says, you don't have to be pleased with yourself. And that's what I want to say to anybody out there. No matter what you've done or what condition you're in, Jesus is your best friend. He created you. He died for you. He loves you. He wants you with him forever. Don't be afraid to come to him no matter how black your sins or anything. He'll make them white. If they're scarlet, he'll make them whiter than snow. Just throw yourself into his arms and say, Jesus, I'm tired of this. I know I've done a lot of bad things. I know you're a pure and holy God, but I know you love me and you're merciful. Mercy is the highest of your works. I'm coming to you to be forgiven. Please help me. And I remind them, the thief on the cross, who knows what that thief on the cross did? His sins could have been blacker than black than any of us all put together ever committed. God didn't look at that, did he? No, he looked at his heart. And as the thief said to the other thief, this man is innocent. He didn't do anything. We're the ones who deserve punishment. And then he looks with eyes of love to Jesus and says, remember me. And he says that to every sinner. I'll remember you. When you die, say, Jesus, I've sinned. I know I deserve what the punishments. You're innocent. But I'm dying now. Will you remember me when I die to be in your kingdom? How merciful, guys. How merciful. There's no need to be afraid of such a Savior, you know. And God looks at the heart, and you repent at the last minute like that. That's what he sees. He's not carrying around a little black book. Well, you did this and that. No. Are you sorry? Yes. Do you want to be with me? Yes. You want eternity? Yes. You know, then that's what he's looking at. He's after your heart, and you should be after his. You know, don't be afraid. Just say, Jesus, I've had it. I'm being duped by the enemy. I want to be forgiven. Please forgive me. That's all he needs to hear. That's all he needs to hear. Same with the thief on the cross. Remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom. And he did. God didn't look at him and say, well, let me think about it now. How many sins did you create? No. In one act of love, you've got eternity. You know, if it's from your heart, one act of love. I'm sorry. I've goofed. I've screwed up. Forgive me. I don't want this anymore. God help me. I'm giving you my cry. And he hears that, and he will forgive you. He will forgive you. He loves to forgive. It relieves him to forgive. It's his joy to forgive. So I don't, anybody out there, don't be discouraged. We're living in very precarious times. The enemy is stronger than ever. But just say, in the name of Jesus, Satan, be gone. I want nothing to do with you. I'm turning around now. I'm going to turn to the Lord. And turn to him. And hold your arms and say, Jesus, hold me. I'm sorry. I know I'm blacker than black, but you're going to make me whiter than white because of true repentance that I want to change and I want to be with you now. That's all he has to hear. Your own words. That's all he has to hear. Okay, off the soapbox.
Amen. Yes, I agree.
You know, just
come
cry out
Jesus.
To him. Don't be afraid.
He loves you.
Yes. Yes, just cry and say, Jesus, I love you. I mean, I want to love you. Maybe you don't, but show me how to love you. Forgive me of my sins. I don't want to live like this anymore. I've been a dupe to the enemy. I don't want it anymore. I want you. Show me what to do. And he will. Oh, man, he's swarming so fast to you. You won't know what hit you.
So many times in the Bible when someone would mess up, he'd be like, if you would just turn to me, I will forgive you and heal you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yes, and he's still the same. So just turn to him, and he will heal
you. He hasn't changed.
Forgive you of your sins.
Yes, he's just as merciful. He's mercy. He's mercy. So don't anybody be afraid. But the enemy will make you feel. He'll say, oh, you're just a piece of dirt. You know, you're just really bad. And you're going to talk to this God who's so pure. And be ready. He's going to throw all kinds of garbage in your face. Don't listen to him, because God is mercy and God is forgiveness. He created you, he loves you, he wants you forever. And he will do everything he can to make sure you are his. But you got to do your part too. You just have to turn and want to change your life. Don't be afraid of all the stuff you're bringing along with you. God will take care of that. He'll clean you up. He'll clean you up. Just tell him. Just talk to him and say, I've had it. I want your way now. And help me. Forgive me. Remember me in your kingdom. You know, when I take my last breath. Just like the thief. Just like the thief. And God forgave him. Boom. He was with God. Boom. We can be with God and anybody else if you come to him like that, really. I can't stress that enough. Don't be afraid. He's the Savior. He's the gentle lamb. Like a little lamb, you can climb on his lap. He doesn't bite. He'll pet you gently, and you'll be his love, you know, and he'll take care of you, and he'll be the sweetness and love that you're craving. We're all made in God's likeness and image. We crave that love. We crave that God love. There's an empty space within us, and only God can fill it. Only God can fill it. And that's why you're going to go through this life scratching your head and wondering, what is it? What is it that's bothering me? Well, you belong to God, and you gotta get to him. So don't be afraid. Cry out to him. You're not going to have peace until you do. You may cover it up with drugs and liquor and all kinds of other things that will numb you, but that's like for 5 seconds, and then you're right back to being totally miserable again. You know, you need God. As I said, Jesus gives joy. The world gives pleasure. Jesus gives joy. And that's the joy that everyone's after. And I'm telling you, just have a talk with him. Anybody out there, have a talk with him. Just say, you know, and don't be afraid to come to him. He says in the same Faustina, he says, the worst sinner, the darkest sinner, the worst sinner is welcome into my arms if he comes to be repentive and to change and to be forgiven. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't let your past, your sins, keep you from the Savior. He saved you. He died a horrendous death to save you. It's covered. You're covered in his blood. You're forgiven. You know, talk to him. Tell him. Ask him. Be there for him. You know, just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He's your Savior. And nothing you have ever done is going to make him, his mercy is greater than any of your sins. Okay? So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You've got to take that step of trust. He's not going to throw things up in your face. He's going to forgive you. Just like, and if you don't, look at the thief on the cross. That is an incredible example of mercy. Boom, done. He's with God because he said, remember me, you know. Yeah. So God looks at the heart. God looks at the heart. And if you're sincere, you're his. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Huh.
Yes, we are his little lambs, and he is wanting to protect us and guide us, and he is wanting to draw in all his little lambs. So definitely just turn to him, and he will heal you and forgive you of your sins. And it's not even worth it trying to live for this world, because it's coming, it's just getting darker and darker, and it's not going to improve. It's only going to get worse. So your only hope is turning to the Lord. And he will provide for you and direct you and keep you if you just turn to him. So definitely turn to him now.
Exactly. The longer you wait, the harder it's going to be, because this world's getting, as you said, darker and darker. I haven't had a chance to go online yet to YouTube or whatever to see what's happening. But, yeah, Oregon, with them going after these guys, and, oh, my gosh, what a mess. You know. Oh, there was another earthquake in India, another one, 6 point something. There was one yesterday, there was one today, I think, and there's been some damage and stuff. And other than that, that's enough. I haven't looked at the other stuff yet. No, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah, I don't think too much has happened today. I haven't heard too much else either.
Oh, that's good.
Scotty, the whole thing in Iran thing, you know, that whole.
Oh, Iran and Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be at each other, Sunnis and Shiites. And...
I read on the Debcuff, whatever, that...
Yeah.
Lebanon bombed Israel's borders.
Oh.
Yesterday, maybe?
Really? Oh, I don't know. I have to... Somebody's always bombing somebody. Hezbollah is sending in rockets, and the dome shoots them down, that dome thing they got, and I don't know. It's going to escalate. It's going to escalate. You know. And I think Israel's got some other kind of defense system now. Even better than the dome. I'm not sure what it is, but I remember reading something yesterday.
I know what it is.
Some other kind. Yeah?
It's called God. That's true, too.
You heard that story about how the last confrontation they had, where the missile came in and it went right, turned around, went right out to sea? It didn't go into Israel. It was like a miracle, you know, how it just... change course and went out to sea. Like God saying, okay, let's catch this bait, just throw it right out to the sea. That's what he did. So, you know, there'll be more of that. They've got some more stuff too that's something, it's even better than that. That dome thing they have shooting down the rockets that come in. But more and more are going to come after her, and Iran is going to supply these other countries with better missiles, you know, I guess you can put it that way, to come into Israel. So I hope Israel has a good defense system, you know, to take out these more advanced ones that I'm sure Iran is just too happy to give to Gaza and other places, you know, Lebanon, and all those other countries that want to, you know, who don't like Israel. Yeah, they'll supply them. You know, and there's something with North Korea and Iran. I don't know. There's something they're giving them. I forget what it was. I don't know. Some kind of weaponry. I don't know. Where's Jerry when you need him? Oh my gosh! What's they're in cahoots with something together? North Korea and Iran. I remember reading something. So we'll see. Oh, and then China has sent a lot of troops in to smash ISIS. So I don't know. Interesting. There's so many countries over there in the Middle East and Syria.
It's all about to blow up.
Oh my gosh! There's over 20 countries involved. I think somebody said there were 40. It's some ridiculous number. And I think, how can you have all these people there? You know, I don't know. It's nuts. It's nuts.
One of these days, something's going to be given. We're going to have all-out war.
Yeah, it's coming. Something about Soros, too. Soros is going to do something with the United States. I don't know. Oh, this is something. I don't know. I don't know. It's so much. Can't keep up with it. It's crazy. God's in charge. He knew today would be, so we have to have faith and walk in the Lord, and there you go.
I want to say Saudi Arabia is
blaming. Yes, have faith.
I want to say Saudi Arabia is blaming the U.S. for the killing of their Shiite cleric or something cleric.
Yeah.
Because the U.S. didn't stop the people from executing them or something. So they're blaming us.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Oh, what's this here? A new threat lurks in Greenland's melting ice. I haven't even looked at that. That just came on. I'll look at it later. So now we have to worry about melting ice as well and sea levels rising. Oh, there's just so much. There's so much. Oh, and Nibiru, more and more of the elites and the scientists and whatever who are the higher ups who can hold a good sway on people's thinking are saying that this thing is real and it should be coming in March. And according to Julie from Behold I Come, when that thing comes close to the Earth, we go up. That's when the rapture is, when that planet gets really there, whatever that thing is. I don't know what it is anymore. Planet X, Nibiru, dark star, dwarf star, sun, planet. I don't know what that thing is, but it's supposed to come in March and do a job.
Well, I'm thinking we're out of here before March, so.
Yeah, March 16th or 26th, something like that. Yeah, that was her. Somebody said December 6th it was supposed to be here, so I don't know.
Is she predicting it to hit the Earth then?
It's not going to hit the Earth, but it's going to cause a lot of destruction because it's going to mess things around and wind and just a lot of chaos. You know, it's not going to hit the Earth. There's a thing about they were talking about real gravity. Real gravity doesn't kind of pull you. It repels. So if you have another body out there, it's repelling and the Earth is repelling, even if it seems to be coming close. It's not going to be like right on top of us, but it's going in its orbit, whatever it is, every 3,600 years, so they say. I mean, believe it or not, I'm still out to lunch on this one. I don't see the dang thing in the sky. And when I see it, then I believe you guys, you know. I'm terrible.
Yeah, I'm not really concerned with it.
I'm not concerned at all. But boy, they if you read some of the stuff, and it's like, I just pray for the people who are going to be stuck in it, because they're going to be the ones who are not looking for the appearing of Christ. And according to Julie, we go up when that thing comes closest, when it's going to cause its most havoc, then we go up. You know, that I'm just telling you what's out there. I have no proof of anything. One says this, one says that. But Julie's from the heart. Julie is really, I think, a very dear soul, and she's very true. And I like her messages. Behold, I come. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mish, you're the numbers girl. So let's go. So 20 days. Mm. Our 20-day offset. So what are we today for 20-day set offset, and what day is it also for Julian?
I don't know. For the Julian calendar, the 13-day offset, it's December 23rd.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then 27-day is?
Oh, 27. Let's see.
It's the 5th today.
I think around December 9th or so.
December 9th-ish.
I think, yeah.
What's the day difference between where we are now and the other calendar?
The Julian is 13-day offset.
It's 13-day
Jerry was
offset.
Shown a 27-day offset.
For
really?
Enoch.
Wow. So they're saying March 16th and March 26th for this thing to be closest to the Earth. And so, I don't know.
I think we're gone well before then, but we'll see.
I hope so, yes. I mean, I hope so, too. I'm just saying what's out there. And who knows if they're right about it coming closest to the Earth, the 16th of March or whatever. You know, I heard December, you know. So December 6th was its closest. So 13.
Oh, okay.
Well, so 13. So 27 days from that, or 13 days from that. yeah. Yeah, we're right at the door. My goodness, could be any time. So, anyway, heads up. You know,
Jesus
said
is coming.
Yes, he said, when you see all these things, rejoice and hold your head up because your salvation is near.
Yay, we love you.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah.
I love you, Jesus. Come get us, please. Elope with us. We're ready to elope with you.
Amen, hallelujah.
Oh, I had a lot of...
Yes, we are.
I was going to say, I was in a store. I think I was in a store. And, like, three love songs that I sing with him just kept playing. I'm like, oh, thank you for the flirt.
He does that.
Aww.
He does that. He does that. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes a song will come on, and a love song will come on while I'm doing the grocery shopping, and I just have to shake my head and say, you're playing that? I was like, wow, okay. And then something stupid will come on after that, real jazzy or upbeat or totally useful music, you know. But the love song was like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. That was so sweet. And I know, you just know in your heart that he's singing the love song to you while you're picking out which kind of bread you want to put in your basket.
Yeah. Because he's the bread of life.
I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness. He's sweet that way. He surprises you like that. He does. He really does. He's a sweetheart. He really is. Oh, my goodness.
We love you, sweet Jesus.
We love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. No matter what, we love you. There's a lot of no matter what's out there, but we love you anyway. We're hanging in here, Lord. We're not giving up. We're not giving up. No way. No. No matter how sick or anything else, boy, you get tested, I'm telling you. Oh, yeah, yeah. I say, well, I'm learning lessons. I'm learning how to be more patient when I don't feel well. You know, and I'm learning to die to self more. And he shows me little lessons, you know, where he can improve. He does that, too. Yeah, if I get the slightest bit off, bam, he's got me. He shows me immediately. Gets me right back on track where he wants me. I kid you not. Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness. He doesn't let me go very far either way. It keeps me on the straight and narrow with him, you know. Attitudes and whatever, you know. Like, if I start to get careless, he lets me know. Oh, yeah. And that's good. Because we all need that. I know I do.
Yes.
A little correction.
The Holy Spirit
direction.
Keeps us in line.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Yeah, yeah. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just so sick. No, I'm better, but I'm still raspy. I got up, and it was like 2 o'clock, and I didn't know it was morning or night or what it was. I mean, you get that way. And I thought it was 12 o'clock, and I looked at, no, you know what I did? I looked out the window and I saw where the sun was. I said, as long as it's in the 12 o'clock position. I look at the clock and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, I just lost it, you know. Oh, my gosh. Because I'm in and out of, you know, sleep. And I can't, my room, the heat isn't working right in my room. It's cold, so I have this beautiful lounge, big fluffy lounge chair that was my father-in-law's, a big leather recliner. So I sleep in that. It's very comfortable, but it's like not my room, you know. But we don't know what's wrong with the heat now. Again, it's I mean, the rest of the house is very comfortable, but it's just my room. It was very good for a while, and then all of a sudden, it's just not doing it anymore. So I got to figure out with the lady, you know, with the thermostat, what's going on. But, you know, we've had such cold weather. I mean, it was 9 degrees, and it was minus 15, and then it's in the 20s, and it's in the teens, and it's like, and if you look at the map, it shows all this pink like a snow cone coming down over the east in the middle of the country. It's like coming to get us, you know, this pink and white, which is very, very cold, like a vortex thing. Like, what's a vortex? Well, you're going to find out fast.
Yeah, that's Michelle, our weather girl knows.
Oh, dear me. But just getting
yeah,
very
it sounds
cold
like
now.
You're getting some pretty chilly weather.
Very bad, very bad, very cold. People
and didn't you say it was pretty mild, like Christmas Day or something?
75, 65.
Oh wow!
And this Thursday it's 45 with rain, and it's 43 tomorrow. But it's like minus 15 at night. I mean, hello, what's going on?
Yeah, it's supposed to rain. It was supposed to rain yesterday, but it didn't. It was supposed to rain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, but now it's raining Tuesday and Wednesday. It's for sure raining
today.
You
guys need the rain. You guys need the rain, huh? So that's a good thing. Yeah, El Nino thingy, whatever going on there. Big, strong one.
And it helped. Today was supposed to be Woody Woodpecker, and I was for the most part, but we couldn't go out most of the day because it was too hard.
Yeah. Oh,
so I was blessed. The Lord blessed me with only having to do a couple sets today. So that was nice.
Oh, wow. That's so cute. I can just picture you in a Woody Woodpecker costume. Oh, that's so cute. Oh my! Do you have to make the noise like that? Do you know how to make that noise how he talks?
Oh, I don't know how to laugh like him, but no, we
no.
don't.
Okay. That's so cute.
Characters and
oh.
a lot of guys and girls.
Oh, dear.
We can't do anything. We can make kissing noises, but...
Oh,
the guy
who
does SpongeBob, and he does SpongeBob well, and he actually does make the laugh of SpongeBob. He does do the laugh of, he's not supposed to, but he does do the laugh of SpongeBob.
Oh, wow. How many costumes do you do?
Four? Let's see, Woody.
Really?
Sponge and, four, yeah.
Four? What are the other two?
I do Edith from Despicable Me, who's the middle sister, and I do Diego from Dora the Explorer.
Oh, you're kidding.
And then
you do
I
four of them. Wow. That's cute.
Yeah, I'm their friend.
Oh, that's adorable. Gee, I wonder which one you'll be in when we poof.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you perform in heaven, Tana.
Oh, my gosh. The kids
will
love
in any of them because we're pooping tonight, and I just finished, so.
Yeah.
But I was wood, and we always do fur, and we always talk about robes.
Yeah. Oh.
But we're all blue today, so today.
My.
We're going to be, my CC and I are supposed to be doing children's theater.
Oh, yes.
He's going to
great.
Probably the director, and then I'll be performing it.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. Well, you'll be busy in heaven, I'll tell you, entertaining all the kids. Wow, that's
I'll
for
come
sure.
To the theater and watch us perform.
Absolutely. And we'll help out all we can. We'll do the sets and, you know, and whatever. Yep.
Yeah,
we all get involved.
Yeah.
Sure. Older. Sure. Be great. Anything for the kids. Make them happy. You know, that's the most important thing, I think, is making the children happy.
Can you sell them a hat? Maybe you can make costumes.
Yes, absolutely. Whatever you got. I can sew. You know, I love to sew by hand because it's so relaxing. And you just get every little stitch perfectly, you know, and it just, it's like an artwork. I can do a machine, but I love doing things by hand, you know, the tacking or all kinds of stuff like that. You know, it's there. You should try it. Just sew by hand. It's therapeutic. It's very calming, you know, and you do beautiful work. You every little stitch is perfect, you know. And, I love doing detailed stuff. I'm very good, like, if I had to put mosaics together or little things like that. I just love doing very delicate or very, you know, trying little things, you know, that are very small, putting them all together. Yeah, I have great patience with. I don't know why I just do. That's
sounds like we found our customer.
Yeah, because I will stitch and I will sew to perfection. If it doesn't line up, I take it out and make sure it's absolutely perfect. You know, when I do any materials or anything, yeah. Yeah, my aunt, they were from France, and they used to do what's called tacking. Have you ever seen tacking? It's like the most intricate crocheting. It's so delicate and beautiful, and the designs are so intricate. I mean, I to this day, I don't know how that woman did it. It's so intricate and fragile.
I don't
yeah.
know. I mean,
it's called tacking. Look it up, tacking. T-A-C-K. I think it's called tacking. And it's just the most fragile, intricate crocheting or needlework, I guess you could call it, that you've ever seen. it's crocheting has sort of a certain pattern the way you do it, but this is so small and so fragile, you know. It's beautiful work. I mean, I don't know how they quite do it. I can't. It's hard for me now because I have arthritis in my hands, you know. But I always love doing that kind of very intricate stuff, you know. I had done a whole quilt because my back was so bad. I couldn't put the thing together. I couldn't do the bending over and laying it down. So half of it got done. I never finished it. Terrible. But see, I like doing that. That's get me to sing and cook and crochet, and I'll be happy. and I'm playing.
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
There's about 5 minutes left.
Oh, really?
So,
oh, okay.
I'll probably send us out with a couple of songs, and
then
hopefully see you in the air tonight.
That'd be great. It's too cold here. I'm ready to go.
Love you all.
Okay, love you too.
Bye-bye.
Love you, Jesus. Love you all.
Amen, hallelujah.
We do love you,
okay.
Jesus. Yes,
yes, we love you, Jesus. Come and get us.
Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come today. We welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say come. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today. We welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come today. We welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today. We welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords.
Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything. Who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
coming home.